Okay, I have in my hand a sefer. It's called Kuntres Yerech Lemayadim, and it was written by Rav Yeruchim Olshin Shlita. He's one of the Rashivas in Lakewood. And my son-in-law got me this, I think the second last copy, and he signed it, giving it to me. I was very privileged to get it. And it's really going to be a sefer. He's written many svarim on Moyadim, on Yom Tovim, but they weren't able to finish it before Shavuos, so they gave out a little pamphlet. It's going to be part of a big sefer. He has a whole discussion here, and I have my own idea, so I'm going to say what he says, and then I'm going to present my own idea, maybe. It says as follows. This is it. Okay. It says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, Rav Destoy, Rav Yanai, Mishum Rav Meir Oimer, Kol HaShecheyach Dover Echad Mimishnasai, Ma'ala Olav HaKosav Ki'ilu Mischayv B'Nafshoy. So this shir is more for men than women, because women don't have a obligation to learn Torah. They only have an obligation to learn Torah to know what the halachas are. But the men have an obligation to learn Torah, just to learn Torah for learning's sake itself. In other words, let's say I know the halacha, so a woman wouldn't have to review it or learn it again. But a man, he has an obligation. Let's say, for example, things that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash today, right? So a woman doesn't have to learn it, right? But a man has, it's part of Torah. Part of Torah, so a man has to... sorry?
Sometimes I can go to shul, I take a book in the learning home, just in the reading.
Listen, a woman is allowed to learn Torah, but there's not a man.
Well, I mean, that's supposed to be in the Gemara. They do.
Yeah, Gemara, that's a different subject, whether women should learn Gemara. But as far as, let's say, Chumash, Tanakh, there's plenty to learn without Gemara. You don't have to, there's plenty to learn. When you finish everything else, then you can go to Gemara. Anyway, but for a man has an obligation to learn Torah.
Yeah.
But there's another, the focal point of this shir is there's a special halacha that a man, not only does he have to learn, but he has to remember the Torah. And it says if you forget one thing from what you learned, Shecheyach Dover Echad Mimishnasai, one thing from what you learned, you're like Chayiv Misa Chasu Shalom, Misa B'dei Shemayim. We'll see exactly what that means. But as the Pasuk says, Rak Hishamr Lecha, be very careful. Ushmar Nafshecha Me'oid, again, repeating. And watch your soul very much. Pen tishkach es advorim asher ro'ei necha. Maybe you'll forget the things that your eyes saw. At Har Sinai, you were shown the Torah. Make sure you don't forget it. Now, what happens if... how do I make sure I don't forget? The answer is I have to review. You have to... what's called chazarah. You have to repeat over and over again, and that's how you guarantee you won't forget. As Rav Chaim Kanievsky, every year he finishes the whole Torah, everything in the Torah, and he knows everything in the Torah because he reviews and reviews and reviews and reviews. He doesn't forget.
It takes a year.
So, I mean, for him, if you know it as well as he does, so he could do a whole duff of Gemara in 5 minutes. For me, to do the same duff could take me 2 hours. But him, he's so well versed in it, and he doesn't let it slip out of his mind because he keeps reviewing and reviewing and reviewing. Okay? But what happens if a person reviewed and tried and he still forgets? So then Tamad Lomer Pen Yasuru Milravecha Koy Mechayecha. A person is only chayiv a serious punishment if he says, I could review, but I'm not going to review. Oh, you're not going to review, and then you forgot. That's your own fault. Then it's like you made sure that you're going to forget. If you say with mazed, I'm going to have intention to forget. I don't want to remember. Then it's then you're chayiv. But if you tried and it was too hard, you couldn't remember. You didn't have such a good memory, even though you reviewed and reviewed. Then you're putter. Nothing happens to you. Okay. So anyway, we learned from so far that you shouldn't forget what you're learning, but you have an exemption if you tried and you still forgot. You have an exemption. Oh. Now there comes something that's reported in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was the greatest Talmud of the Vilner Gaon. Says the Reb Chaim Volozhiner these words, quote, "Be'inyan asher chayav torah b'mishnas," concerning this subject of forgetting something that you learned in Torah, "Zekoy al rishonim shalomdu ba'peh." Now we know that the Gemara and Mishnayos that we have written down, it used to be that they learned it ba'peh, by heart. The Rebbe would teach the students all by heart. And in fact, it says you're not divrei Torah in Chumash Tanakh. That's Torah shebiksav, the written Torah, right? So that you're not supposed to learn it orally. There's a whole question in the Beis Yaakovs. They teach Shiras Dvora. The girls learn it by heart. Dvora, after she did the battle, right, against Sisro, and they defeated Sisro, she made a song, and the girls learned that in school. Or Chana, when she prayed to Hashem to have her son Shmuel, she also Tfilas Chana, so she daven. So they learn it by heart.
Right.
But so there's a whole question: how could they do it? Because really, we have a rule: Torah shebiksav, you shouldn't learn bal peh. And the opposite: Torah shebal peh, the oral Torah, you're not supposed to write it down. You have to learn it orally. So how do we have a Mishnah and Gemara today? The answer is, in the times of Rav Yehuda Nasi, he saw that the generations are getting weaker and weaker. If we're not going to write it down, we're going to forget the whole Torah. So we have a pasuk that says, Eis lasis l'Hashem, heferu serasach. It's a time that we have to do for Hashem. We break the Torah in order to save the Torah. We can't do that, but the great the Tanoim who came before us, they saw, Rebbe saw, if I'm not going to write down the Mishnah, which is oral Torah, Torah Shebal Peh, right, or the Gemara, which came after the Mishnah, we're not going to write it down. People don't have a good head anymore. As the generations go further from Har Sinai, they get weaker. We're not going to do something, it's going to be destroyed, the whole Torah. So they decided they're going to write it down. So now, the words of Reb Chaim Volozhiner are, that which we learned, you shouldn't forget the Torah, that is speaking in the generation when they learned it by heart. But today, when we have everything written down, there's no prohibition, no isser to forget the Torah. That's what he says. We have to understand what he's saying. So the Baal HaTanya, he was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, called the Baal HaTanya. He wrote a famous sefer called the Tanya. So the Baal HaTanya says, I disagree very strongly with Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Why? He says, what's the difference that the Torah Shebaal Peh is written down now? Oh, I know, because if I forgot something, so I'll open the sefer and I'll remind myself. But he says, well, let's say there was no sefer. So who are you learning it from? Your Rebbe. So you forgot, go to your Rebbe and ask your Rebbe. What's the difference if it's... He doesn't understand the logic of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says the whole prohibition of forgetting Torah is only when the Torah was Baal Peh. But once we write it down, there's no prohibition. So he says, why? Because you could check it? What's the logic? I could check with my Rebbe. Second of all, we have a rule, the Torah doesn't change. We don't change the Torah. If there was a prohibition while they learned Torah Shema Peh, so there's a prohibition today, even if the oral Torah is written down. The Torah doesn't change, so he disagrees. So there came along a great-grandson of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. His name was the Brisker Rav, Rav Velvel Brisker. He was a son of the famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. You have Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik in Boston, who lived in Boston, who was affiliated with YU, with the OU. So he is, you know, a great-great-grandson of the Soloveitchiks. He's from related to the Rav Velvel cousin. They're all from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and then they come from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he says, I'll give you the explanation. The explanation is that Rav Chaim Volozhiner understood why is it prohibited to forget the Torah? Because if I forget the Torah, I can't give it over to my student. I learned something from my Rebbe. What's my obligation? My obligation is lilmod ulalame, to learn and then to teach the next generation. If I forget something that my Rebbe taught me, then how can I give it over? So every time I forget something in Torah, I am stopping the chain. There's a million different things to learn. Good, so you did 999,999. But one point which you forgot, that you're not giving over. That is the prohibition. So according to this, it makes sense that once it was written down, Rav Velvel Soloveitchik wants to say that's Rav Chaim Volozhiner's shita. Rav Chaim Volozhiner's opinion is that the whole prohibition is because I'm not giving it over. When did this continue to give over one generation to the other? Till it was written down. Once it's written down, it's all there. So and the Torah is not changing. Hey, how could you change Torah? The Torah is not changing. As long as I'm giving over from a Rebbe to my, I am the chain from my Rebbe to my student, right? So then there's a prohibition. Don't forget, because if you forget, you won't be able to give over. But once the Torah is written down, the Torah Shema Peh is also in a book, it written down, so then I'm not giving it over to the next generation. That's what he says. But at the bottom here, he has a footnote, and he brings from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, who says that the Torah, Mesorah Satorah, giving over the Torah from one generation to the other, stopped when the Gemara was written? Even after the Gemara is written, it doesn't mean it's easier. Once you have the Gemara written, you don't have to do it orally, Baal Peh. You can look it up. But does that mean that a Rebbe doesn't have a job? Of course he does. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah says, the last generation, Mesorah Legaonim, they gave it over to the Gaonim. Vahoysa Kabbalah Migoin Legoin Rav Mipirav Ad Hayoim Hazeh. The Rabbeinu Yonah was a Rishon. He was from the early Rishonim, right? He was, let's say, 1,000 years ago. He got it from the group that was called the Gaonim. The Gaonim got it from the Amoraim. They wrote the Gemara. The Amoraim got it from the Tanoim. So on the footnote, he says here, and he doesn't give an answer, just because it's written down in the Sefer, in the Mishnah, or the Gemara, right? Does that mean that the Mesorah HaTorah stopped? Of course, Moshe Kibotar Mesinai, Mesora Yeshua, Yeshua Lezakenim, Zakenim L'Anshik Nesek Doila, and then the Anshik Nesek Doila, they gave it further. Tanoim, Amaroyim, Gaonim, Rishonim, Acharonim, Ramosha Feinstein, till today. The Rabbeinu Yonah says till his day. We could say the same thing. Till our day. It, just because it's written down, who says that the Masorah stopped? Anyway, it's a difficult, and that's why I'm going to try to say, maybe because of this question, I have my own explanation in the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Okay, so I'll just tell you what Yerucham Olshin, he wants to say the following. Because first of all, it would come out, according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if a person forgets something in Chumash, is he going against is he over on forgetting Torah? According to this, it would only be Torah Shabbat Peh. In other words, again, the way Rav Velvel Soloveitchik, the way he understood his great-grandfather, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he said that if you don't know it, you can't give it over to your student. And when is that? Concerning what? Torah Shabbat Peh. Because you got it orally from your Rebbe, and now you have to give it over to your student. If you don't remember it, you can't give it over. So what would be with Chumash? With Chumash, if you didn't remember it, that's not a problem. There's nothing, there's no... you're not giving over what you heard from your Rebbe to your student. It's in the Chumash. But we find, he brings down, that they say that there is a Torah Shebiktav also. So that's a difficulty. So he wants to say, Olshin wants to say the following. This is based on a Marsha. The Marsha points out that we have two Gemaras, two Chazal, which are similar, they're a little different. One Chazal we said already. That what? Kol, the one that we started with. And listen to the words very carefully. It says, Kol, in Pirkei Avos, Kol HaShecheyach Dover Echad Mi Mishnasai. That word is very important. From his Mishnah. Ma'al Olav HaKosek Yilu Ischad Nafshai. That you're doing something very bad, serious, and the person is chai of misa b'day shamayim. But then there's another chazal. What does the chazal say? Gemara in Yuma daf lamed chesam beis. V'amar Rab Lozer, kol ha'mishacheyach dover mitalmudoi. Doesn't say mishnasai, talmudoi, from his Talmud, his learning. It doesn't say that he's going to get chai of misa. Goyrem golus lebonav. He goes into golus. And he brings a pasuk on that. And Rav Avuah says, we bring him down from his greatness. Brings a pasuk. So the Marsha over there asks, here it says in Pirkei Avos, Mischayev b'nafshay, he's chayev misa. In the Gemara in Masechta Yuma, it says, he gets golus. So why here does it say he's chayev misa? Here it says he goes into golus. So the Marsha explains that the two Gemaras, although they sound similar, they're not really the same. Why? One of them says Mishnasai, one of them says Talmudoi. There's a difference. Mishnah means what you got from your Rebbe. Talmudoi means what you learned on your own. So in other words, this is what Rav Olshin wants to say. Of course, Reb Chaim Volozhiner agrees that you're not supposed to forget anything in Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebiktav, it doesn't make a difference. That is what you learned. You didn't get it from your Rebbe. You learned it on your own. So that's Talmudoi. What's worse than that is Mishnasai. If you got it from your Rebbe, and then you didn't give it over to your Talmud, to your student, because you forgot it, so that's a more grave Avera. That Avera is only Torah Shabbat Peh. In other words, there's an Avera not to forget Torah, and he brings a reason. The reason is, if I'm going to forget, and somebody's going to ask me a Shiloh, and I don't have it clear, I could give that person by mistake the wrong answer. So what are you going to tell me? Look it up. But for 10 minutes till I look it up, I don't know it. I forgot it. So I transgressed. I did something wrong. But that, so there, so it comes out like this. Two things. If I forget my learning, my own learning, it's an Avera, but it's not as bad as the other one. Why? It affects me. I forgot something. I might make a mistake if somebody asks me a Shiloh, and therefore I have to review and I have to know things clearly. But that, if I didn't do it, I get Golus. Golus, a person is in Golus, he doesn't have clear thinking. He has to, you know, he's worried about what's happening in Golus, so that's like a punishment. You weren't careful with the Torah, so we're going to put you in Golus. However, worse than that is the other forgetting of Torah. The other forgetting, that's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner said. The second type of forgetting Torah, which one? The one of Mesoras HaTorah. When you are not, it's not just your own Talmudoi, it's Mishnasai. Mishnasai means what you got from your Rebbe and what you're giving over to your Talmud. If you forget that, so that's terrible. Because you are breaking the chain from your Rebbe to your Talmud. And that, the Avera, the punishment is, the Onesh, is Mischayiv B'Nafshoi. Not just Golos, that's a worse one. But it comes out, according to this, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, this is the pshat of Rabbi Yerucham Olshin. Reb Chaim Volozhiner also agrees with the Baal HaTanya that there is an Avera to forget Torah in our time. Except that other Torah, the Torah of Mesoras HaTorah, that is only when they used to learn Torah Shabbat Peh, because until then was the Mesorah of Torah. Once I have it in a Sefer, there's no more Mesoras HaTorah, which we questioned before. Who says, just because it's written in the Sefer, maybe there's still Mesoras HaTorah. Okay, you had a question?
Yeah, so when you're allowed to write, think.
When are you allowed to write?
Because you don't remember all the time.
Right, So we became so weak in Torah that's when Rebbe wrote the Mishnah. That's a different thing. How could he write the Mishnah? You're not supposed to write oral down. He saw that if he's not going to write it down, they're going to forget.
Oh. If I don't understand, I could call Talmudo if I write.
If
I'm going to write for myself, it's going to be called Talmud. No?
I mean, let's say it's something I learned on my own. Yeah, Talmudoi, that's correct. Not Mishnasai, that's correct.
So Talmudoi is every time that you write from what you hear on the Mishnah, no?
Mishnasai means what you got from your Rebbe. But that, according to Chaim Volozhiner, that's only till they wrote it in a book.
Okay.
And the other one is Talmud, what I learned on my own. That's what he wants to say. So what I want to suggest, maybe, and maybe this is even pshat on Reb Chaim Volozhiner, or maybe it's non-Reb Chaim Volozhiner, my own pshat, but it could be that's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner meant. We once gave a shiur that on Tisha B'Av, on the 9 days when we mourn, we don't just mourn the Beis HaMikdash. But because of the Beis HaMikdash, we really don't have Torah today in the world. If you remember, we gave a shiur, it's called Malka V'Sareha Bagoyim Ein Torah. There's a pasuk in Eicha that the king and the princes are in Golus. There is no Torah. So we explain that if you look in Perik Hei, Mishneh Chaf Gimel, in Pirkei Avos, it says the following. It says, "Az ponim legehenna." A person who is a chutzpah, he goes to Gehenna. And then Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnah, made a tefillah. This is the only tefillah, the prayer that we find in Mishnayos. It says, "Yirotzam afanecha Hashem lekenu kevaseinu sheyibane beis hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu v'sein chalkenu b'sarasecha." Hashem, please build the Beis HaMikdash and give us the Torah. So everybody asks, what's the connection between Az Ponim LeGehenim, someone whose chutzpah goes to Gehenim, and give us the Torah? build the Beis HaMikdash and give us the Torah. Give us our portion of the Torah. What's the connection? So the Vilna Gaon says, you're right, there's no connection. The Vilna Gaon says, this prayer, this tefillah of Rebbe is not where it's written in Mishnayos. It's a mistake. It belongs at the end of the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. Not in parak Hey, Mishnah of Gimel, but all a few Mishnayos later when parak Hey ends. So no, nobody, because he says, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Torah, as the Pasuk says, Malka v'Sareha Bagoyim ain't Torah. There's no Torah. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Torah. So says the Vilna Gaon. So we don't know what this Vilna Gaon really means. So Rav Gifter Zatzal, I once heard, he said from Rav Chaim Elazari, was a Rav in Canton, Ohio, that he said a beautiful pshat. The Gemara says that the world will last for 6,000 years. 2,000 years are called Sovavo, because there's no Torah. When Avram was 52 years old, he started to mate with Sarah. She was Megayer the women, he was Megayer the men. He taught everybody about that there's a God in the world, monotheism. So when he was born in 1948, we explained not the state of Israel 1948, that's in the English 1948, but in the Hebrew 1948, 52 years later, that's when he started doing this, making everybody accept Hashem, whoever he could influence. And he was, at that time, he was 52 years old. So that's the year 2000. 1948 and 52 is 2000. So in 2000, that's what we call the years of Torah. And in those 2000, around 400 or 500 years later, was Matan Torah, Har Sinai. So that whole period, those 2000, is Torah. The last 2000 is Yemos HaMashiach. That's called the days of Mashiach. So Rashi says, wait a second, but there's Torah in the last 2000, which Rashi lived in the last 2000 years. Rashi was Nifter around 1,000 years ago, right? So I was in, had the schus to be in Worms, which is where Rashi's shul was, his Beis Medrash. There's the oldest cemetery in Europe is in Worms. And there is buried the Maram Rutenberg, who died in prison.
Right.
So the Maram, and the person who saved him from prison, too, who paid a lot of money, is buried right next to him. After the Maram Rutenberg died, they didn't let his body out. And only years later, this rich person paid to get his body out, and then they buried them both together. But so that is the oldest cemetery in Europe. It's 1,000 years old. So Rashi just gives you an idea historically, because Rashi lived in that period also, right? So it's 1,000 years ago. So Rashi is in the last 2,000 years. So Rashi says, wait a second, I'm learning the Rashi, many of his grandchildren were what we call the Bali Atosvos.
Right.
When you have a Gemara today, you have Rashi on one side, and his grandchildren, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, were on the other side. They discuss what their grandfather Rashi said. This is called Tosvos. So they were learning Torah. So Rashi says, there's Torah in the last 2,000. He says, you're right.
Well, how about us?
How about us? There's Torah. You have Lakewood. You have Mir Yeshiva. Thousands. There are never such big yeshivas in the world. Each one has 7,000-8,000 people learning. So, of course, we have Torah. So Rashi says, you're right. It's really 4,000 years of Torah. Just, the Gemara wanted to make it even, symmetrical. So maybe you have 6,000 divided by 3, you have 3 periods. So they said 3 periods of 2,000 years. 2,000 years of Sovavo, empty, no Torah. Starting Avram at 52 years old, the year 2,000, Torah. And then 2,000 Yemos HaMashiach, but really the Torah overlaps with the Yemos HaMashiach. There's 4,000 years of Torah.
But what kind of Yemos HaMashiach is
it? Yeah. In other words, Mashiach could have come anywhere in these last 2,000.
Could have come.
They were all possible days.
Yeah,
Yitach Hashanah. So now the Marsha says, no, he disagrees with Rashi. He says there's no Torah in the last 2,000 years. And he brings the pasuk that the Vilna Gaon brought in Pirkei Avos. Malkov is Sarel Bagoyim Ein Torah. Because the base, the Vilna Gaon explains, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Torah. We'll soon explain what this means. But as he said, there's no Torah. Says the Marsha, when did these 2,000 years end? Do you know when? When Rebbe was Nifter. In other words, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was like when a fire goes out, it takes time for it to go out. You see the fire's about to go out, but it's still a little bit lit, and as it's going out, it flickers. So the Rebbe was Nifter 172 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. That was 4,000 years of the world. So if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Torah. So really you could say, well, so that means the Torah ended as soon as the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So we say, no, give it another 172 years. So then the Torah was still flickering, but with Rebbe's death, which was 172 years after, and all the destruction and all the persecution that the Jews went through, that was the end. And he says the Marsha, the Gemara is exact. There's no overlapping. There's 2,000 years empty, 2,000 years Torah, which ended with Rebbe's death 172 years after the Churban. So really, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Torah. But it still flickered for another 172 years. But when Rebbe died, that's the end. There's no Torah. So why everybody's asking, well, what do you mean there's no Torah? We have 8,000 Talmidim in Mir, 8,000 in Lakewood, thousands in Europe, in Australia. And what do you mean there's no Torah? So Rav Gifter explained that in the Sefer Note of Yehuda, in his Hagdamah, says a marshal that there was an old man and a young kid. They were shipwrecked on an island, and the old man started teaching the young child, the smart boy, the boy quickly caught on to the whole Aleph Beis. But one day he asked the old man, what am I learning all these sounds for? So the old man said, when we will meet Shem, we're going to get safe, and we're going to come to a city. And then when you know you have a command of all these letters of the Aleph Beis, then you'll be able to open a chumash and a siddur, and then you'll be able to read, and then you'll be able to start learning Torah. So there's a purpose in why you're... So it says the Naibuta, that's what we're doing. There's the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the famous Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, very deep swarm in the Torah. All that compared to what the Torah really has is Bo Ba Be, Go Ga Ge. We say it with our lips, but we really don't understand the depths. As deep as we think we're going, the Torah is much, much deeper than we ever could imagine. So we're just saying like go ga ge, ba ba ba. When Mashiach will come, if we know at least to say the words like this, then we'll get the whole depths of the Torah. So compared to what Torah really is, it's Malka v'Sareah b'Goyim. When the king of Eretz Yisrael and the ministers, the princes are in exile, there's no Torah. There's no real Torah. It's missing the depths. We just have superficial. So this is the pshat, the main point of that shir. I could go on, but that's the main point.
It's
go on.
Mark of the Sarab, Goyim.
Ain Torah. That's what it says in Yirm in Eichel.
I think it's
Perak Aleph there. You'll see Malka v'Sareah b'Goyim Ein Torah. So we see from the Marsha and the Vilna, now we understand. Beautifully said Rabbi Elazari from Canton, Ohio. He said this at a Torah Masorah convention of Gifter. Now we understand the Vilna Gaon at the end of the fifth Perek in Pirkei Avos. The sixth Perek of Pirkei Avos is called Perek Kinyan Torah. That's really Pirkei Avos is only five prakim. But we have six Shabbos in between Pesach and Shavuos. And therefore, the minigis to say Pirkei Avos every Shabbos. The Sfardim only say it between Pesach and Shavuos. The Ashkenazim, we say it till Rosh Hashanah. So what do they do the sixth week? So they put in, right before Shavuos, when we learn the Torah, they put in a Perek, which is not really a Mishnayis, it's a Braisa. The Braisa were Mishnayis that were kept outside of the Mishnah. There were many Mishnayis that Rebbe, for one reason or another, did not put into the Mishnayis. That's called Braisa outside, but it's still... the Gemara many times, every daf, the Gemara says, well, how could you say this? We find in a braisa like this. It's still a part of Torah, but it's not part of the Mishnayos. So we put in a sixth perek between Pesach and Shavuos. But what's Pirkei Avos? Really five perakim. So Rebbe, that's what the Vilna Gaon says. It has nothing to do, the tefillah of Rebbe has nothing to do with Az Panim LeGehenim in Perek Hey Mishnah Chav Gimel, that tefillah Yirotzen Sheyibane Beis Hamikdash Meher Yomenu V'Sein Chalkenu B'Sarasecha is a tefillah that Rebbe said at the end of Perek Hey. After Rebbe traced Moshe Kibbutz Tar Mesinai B'Sar Li Yeshua Shulis Kedem, on and on and on till he got to the end of the fifth Perek. He's tracing the tradition, the Mesorah, from Moshe Rabbeinu until his time. Then Rebbe saw that with his death is coming the end of the year 4000. According to the Marshal, that's 172 years after the Korban. And we said in Eicha, Malka v'Sarei Bagoyim, Ein Torah, there's no more Torah. Now that Rebbe is Nifter, so whatever Torah we have is not the full depth of the Torah, and it's called Ein Torah. So now, what did Rebbe say at Tefillah? Yirotzen sheyibane beis hamikdash meher yameinu v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha. Because it says the Vilna Gaon, without beis hamikdash, there's no Torah. The only way we can get the real, full, deep Torah is with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So now that I showed you the Mesorah of Torah from Moshe Kibbel to my time, and with my Patira, according to the Marshal, the end of the year 4000, those 2000 years are Torah. The next 2000 years now, in the time of Rashi, Tosfos, Rav Moshe Feinstein, till today, that's not the real Torah. We don't call that Torah. We call it Yemaisa Mashiach. It's not overlapping like Rashi's opinion. So I want to suggest maybe this is what Reb Chaim Volozhiner means. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that the Isser of forgetting Torah is only while they learn Torah Shebaal Peh, oral Torah. But once they wrote it down, then there's no more Isser. So the way that it was explained by Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Velvel Soloveitchik, was because there's no more Mesoras HaTorah from Rebbe to Talmud after it was written down, which we said is difficult, because Rabbeinu Yonah says there is. There's Mesoras HaTorah. Mesoras HaTorah doesn't stop when a Gemara or a Mishnah is written down. There's still Mesoras HaTorah from. And as much as you write down, there's always what a Rebbe has to give over, which is not written down. You can never write the whole Torah. There's always between the lines. You need a Rebbe, and it's very difficult, this whole thing, to say that Rav Chaim Volozhiner said there's no prohibition of forgetting the Torah after the Torah is finished being written down. Why not? The Moshe Kibbutz Tar Mesinai till our time doesn't stop. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it clearly. It goes Ara Yom Hazeh, says Rabbeinu Yonah, till my time. And he was one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah. So it goes further after him also, till our time. It is a Mesorah, even with a Gemara that's written down. So therefore, this pshat is very difficult. According to what I want to say, I think it's a nice, perhaps a good pshat. There's the whole Isser of forgetting Torah is when we have the Torah completely. But we don't have the Torah completely anymore. We're waiting for Mashiach for the Torah. So that's maybe what Reb Chaim Volozhiner meant. When did we stop? Not when the Mesoras HaTorah stopped. That goes till today. But when did we stop having the full Torah? You know when we stopped having it? When Rebbe wrote down the Mishnah. That's what he means to say. The whole issur of Torah, the whole issur of forgetting Torah is when you have a full Torah. But since Malka v'soreh bagoyim, ain't Torah, today we don't have a full Torah. If we don't have a full Torah, we don't have the prohibition of forgetting Torah. The issur of forgetting Torah is when we have the full Torah. If we don't have the full Torah, and when did that change? That changed when Rebbe wrote down the Mishnah. Right, we just said 172 years after the Churban, when Rebbe died, so that when the Mishnayis was completed to be written down, that's 4,000 years are up, and the last 2,000 years there's no Torah. If there's no full Torah, maybe that's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner means, that today we don't have a full Torah. Malkavus the Rabbi Goyim ain't Torah. If there's no Torah, so there's no prohibition of forgetting the Torah. This is what I would like to suggest. Lefi anias daiti.